Welcome to the Cold Steel Surgical Podcast with your hosts, Amir Farouk and Chad Ball.
It's that time of year again. We have the pleasure of interviewing and selecting our future colleagues. We are, of course, talking about the CARMS interview process. Most of our listeners will know that CARMS stands for Canadian Resident Matching Service, and the interviews are well underway for final year medical students across the country for the specialties of their interest. Like last year, we felt it would be helpful for prospective applicants to hear from the general surgery programs across the country about what their residency training programs have to offer. We have a few new voices and a few repeats from our episodes last year. This year, we've decided to break it up into separate individual episodes from each program, and you can also find the video versions of those interviews on our YouTube channel. Of note, we do not have any affiliation with CARMS. Last year, Dr. Ball and I talked a bit about our thoughts surrounding interviews and some general advice for applicants. Stay tuned for a rebroadcast of that conversation, and if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. So email us at podcast.cjs@gmail.com or tweet at us at CanGSurge. It was quite neat to do this episode, Hey Dr. Ball, because I think doing this actually brought back a lot of memories for me about what it was like to go through CARMS.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, some of the program directors were so eloquent in terms of the benefits and some of the neat things within their program, within their city, within, you know, being around their colleagues, and it certainly brought back trying to think about all those things as you apply, for sure. It was a real privilege to invite all the programs across the country, most of which were able to be included, and we hope it helps a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And while we're on the subject, Dr. Ball, you've obviously been on both sides of that equation. I think it is worth just talking a little bit about maybe some tips and tricks for people who are applying for their residency as well for their interviews. Do you have any little tips and tricks that you tell people who are applying and are going to, particularly now, I guess, with virtual interviews?
Yeah, that's a great question, Amir. I just certainly don't have much in the way of advice to our national applicants in terms of virtual interviews, because it's a hard thing to do, and it's certainly not something that you or I had to go through at that stage, fortunately, and unfortunately for the candidates now. You know, I think whether you apply for medical school, and certainly when you apply for residency and or fellowships, really the truth is, on the other side of the curtain, really almost all of the reference letters are good to excellent. They're all quite good. Otherwise, you know, I think most of our medical student and resident colleagues would know not to ask for a poor letter. So that probably holds a little bit less weight than some of the other elements of the application. I think you should be, you know, true to yourself. And then in many ways, as you know, you're interviewing the program as much, if not probably more, than the program is really interviewing you. And these programs across the country, you know, I think as our listeners will and applicants will hear in this podcast, although they have the solid core of Canadian general surgical training, without doubt across the board, they really are unique in terms of flavor and some of their strengths. They differ substantially, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I completely agree to you. And not to get too Shakespearean, but you know, that advice is holds true: to thine own self be true. And I think you don't realize this when you're going through it, but you know, the programs want to recruit their best possible applicants too. And you know, more than one program director says on the interview that what they're really looking for is fit. And that goes both ways, I think. And I think hopefully that comes across virtually as well too. You know, you get a sense of who the people are. You get a sense of whether you would fit with that group, and not all personalities fit with all groups in all cities. So I think figuring out where you would jive and where you would thrive is so important. And this is the part of that interview where it's really hard to be objective about it. There's some little gut feeling that goes in deep within you, and you kind of realize, like, you know, I think that's the place where I want to go and where I'm going to fit in. And you should just trust that voice inside your head that tells you that. I think that's the way to go. And again, I didn't do a virtual interview either, but I think all the usual things about, you know, dressing professionally, you know, looking into whatever you can do to make yourself look as good as possible on your virtual interview is going to go along in a long stead. Because again, the programs are only get to see that one little snapshot of you. So doing whatever you can to make sure that that you look the best that you can on the interview day is going to go a long way. And we'll post some links in the show notes to some really good advice that I've seen online about how to make yourself look good virtually. It is kind of a neat feeling to look back on that. I know I met many of my friends that I have today on my CARMS tour. So I hope that can be the experience for applicants this year as well too.
Yeah, the last thing I would say is support what you just mentioned. I like that very much. You know, essentially trust your intuition. It's probably the best barometer of the fit to a program. My only other comment would be, and it probably sounds a little bit old school to perhaps some of the applicants listening to this, would be that, you know, volume of cases in terms of a procedurally based residency is critical. So try and go to the places where you get the sense that you'll have a lot of opportunity with regard to seeing cases, thinking about cases, and fortunately, as a result, operating on cases. So trust your intuition and go where the volume is. And I think there's a lot of programs across the country that are wonderful. And the truth is, everyone wants to be a superstar. You can really, really be a superstar, both clinically and academically, in any of the programs across the country.
You've been listening to Cold Steel, the official podcast of the Canadian Journal of Surgery. If you like what you've heard, please leave us a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and feedback, so send us an email at podcast.cjs@gmail.com or tweet at us at CanJSurge. Thanks again.